Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Pazzelli from the 75th edition of Venice International Film Festival, and today we talk about 28 Times Cinema with the Greek ambassador of this year's edition of the project. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome here, and we are Demosthenes. Did I pronounce it well?
Yeah.
Great.
It's close, but yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, first of all, how did you get to know about this project?
I get to know about this project through posts on a blog from a festival in Athens, from a venue in Athens. That's the Thessaloniki International Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And a very good friend of mine did it actually two years, was a representative 2 years back. And I just got hooked in on the whole idea of being present here, getting to live all this experience, watch all these films, actually have a role in a festival, not just be a casual viewer.
And how do you feel in this role? I mean, is something that fits your personality, or do you think a bit not at ease?
I think it fits in a way, but it's strange. It's not something that you do like
every day.
Yeah, it's not something you do every day. I think it fits my personality. I feel a little when I was thinking about the whole experience that was going to come like 2 months back, I was really excited about it that I got selected, but I kind of felt a little anxious about the whole thing because I really wanted to do a good job, and it hasn't changed since that. Like I take day by day, every day, like a new day.
Yeah.
And I think that at the end of the day, I summarize what I've done, and I'm keeping my good faith in what I've. the outcome.
You won't lose your faith. Lose your faith.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
It was 3 more days, so yeah.
Okay, and what do you think about, for example, the workshops that you are attending? Do you think that they are important for, for the background of a person who basically wants to work in the cinema industry?
They're definitely important. I have chosen to do the workshop about the festivals. It's called the Festival's Headache, and it presents very important information about how a festival works and what is the history of the Venice Film Festival, and what direction do the festivals go from now on, because it's a really strange time with streaming services coming to the festivals and having a really strong really strong films to present. It's not like they're participating in out of competition. Yeah. They're a little strong competitors. So it's really good to know where the festivals are coming from, where they're heading, and those information are definitely going to come in hand for use in other in Greece. I think I would definitely like to see Greek film festivals working that way.
And did you have the chance to see any movies, of course, out of the Giornate degli Autori, because we cannot spoiler anything in this this interview.
Yeah.
Did you have the chance to see any other films?
Yeah, I've watched a great amount of films. So,
which is your favorite one, if you have one?
I think I have one, yeah. I think it's Roma.
Yeah?
Yeah.
By Cuarón.
By Alfonso Cuarón, yes. And I went to a lot of films, but I think this is the only film that really lived up to its expectations that much. I saw great productions, great directorial approaches by so many different directors, like a variety, and from many different countries. You could see the different ethnicities and all these different people emerging together to create such a beautiful competition. But I think Roma is the strongest contestant so far. But I hope in the 3 days to come, there's something else.
There will be something more to see.
Yeah. You can never lose hope.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Demosthenes, for having shared your experience here. And this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.